Time now to go Beyond the Bases with the Huntley Little League on 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio.
Hey, hey, Little League fans all across Kane and McHenry County. Welcome to Beyond the Bases on 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio. My name is Eric Thomas, and so proud to be partnering this year with the Huntley Little League to introduce you to some of the rising stars on the field, as well as meet some of the dedicated coaches, volunteers, and families that make all of this possible for our kids. Joining me in the dugout today on this episode of Beyond the Bases is Dan Stark. Thanks for being here, Dan. Tell me a little bit about you.
Nice to be here. Thank you, Eric. I am Dan. I am the Director of Recreational Baseball for Huntley Little League, and I am overseeing everything on the in-house side for baseball. I live here in Lake in the Hills, right in the Huntley area, with my wife and two boys, who are all actively involved in the Little League. I brought them all in, and they are loving it, so it is great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So this is your first year in your role. First, congratulations. And second, what are some of the goals that you have for the league as you begin?
I think that coming from coaching and having a coaching background, I looked at it and I thought to myself, you know, what can I do next in Little League to really help it evolve to the next level? And I figured moving to that director position and being able to set some strategy in the league was going to be very beneficial, both to myself for what I love to do and for the league. So in terms of my strategy is kids first, always. Whenever we're making decisions on anything related to the league, the game, anything, we're looking at it from the kids' perspective. We have a great group of individuals that support me. I want to give a shout out to Jared and Dan, my associate directors that helped me out from a recreational baseball standpoint. And as we are building this community up, we just want to make sure that we are highlighting the kids and we're setting that example for them that they can take this experience with them throughout life. And even 20, 30 years down the road, be still talking with the players that they are with right now, be connecting with the coaches that they have and remembering it fondly as a really integral part of their life.
So how many kids, how many teams, and how do you keep it all organized in this part of the recreational baseball program?
It's a lot. I will say we on the recreational baseball side of the house, I'm overseeing 23 teams with roughly 190 to 200 players. So it takes a village. I will say that again, really want to give a shout out to my individuals that helped me out in this space. But you know, what it comes down to was making sure that we have equity amongst our teams. So one of the big things that we do at the start of the spring season is we do what's called evaluations, where we get everybody into the Huntley High School field house, some massive space, and we evaluate them on all the fundamental skills of baseball. So your hitting ability, your throwing ability, your pitching ability, your fielding ability, your speed. And the goal of that is to make sure that as we are building these teams, we are doing so to make sure that we have equity in talent across the teams, where we don't have one team completely blowing out the other team. And we try and keep everybody with the same coaches as much as possible too, because we feel that the philosophy of remaining with a group and remaining with a coaching staff is really going to build those long-term relationships that they'll be able to take into adulthood and just show how great of a time it was that they spent here in the league.
With that many kids in the league, do you see the league growing over the next 3 to 5 years?
We do. 2024 is what I would consider the ramping period for Huntley Little League. You know, we're really on a strong trajectory towards growth. And one of the things in our favor with having a program as robust as ours right now is we are actually moving into a new set of rules with Little League International starting next year in the 2025 season. And what that is at least from a baseball standpoint, any kids ages 6 through 8, so that's our minor A and minor double A divisions, they are going to be able to choose whatever Little League they want to go into for the first time. So previously, you had to be within Huntley's borders, whether it be via the town, via the school system, what have you. Now, we can have a kid from Schaumburg that really enjoys Huntley Little League and wants to come play here. So it's my job, along with Phil and Todd and the officers of the board, to figure out how do we promote this effectively? How do we showcase the amazing things that we're doing here with Huntley Little League while also making sure that we stay at a capacity that we can still execute this well from a field perspective, from a team perspective. So that is the task that is ahead of us, but I'm very excited that we get to have the opportunity to do so.
Does the new rule that you mentioned make sense for the program?
I think it does. Obviously, the more you expand the people and the more you expand the demographics, you're going to be able to have that much more exposure from coaching perspectives, from player perspectives. I think that the more individuals that you can get talking about baseball and putting their opinions and their ideas into Huntley Little League, the better off we're going to be from being able to build a mission that fits everyone. That's one of the big things I'm really looking forward to as we move out of the ramping phase in 2024 and really into the high-flying phase in 2025, as I like to call it, is we are going to have so many individuals that are building a tight Little League community that it's going to be something amazing to see. And don't get me wrong, travel programs are great, but they can be very expensive and very time consuming, and not all families want that. So I think we have really good options here from a recreational perspective, from our in-house travel program, the 47s, many, many options out there and great to be a part of.
All of this is so good for our community and residents. How has the community or even local business supported the league?
From a baseball perspective, we have LifeZone 360 down in West Dundee that has given us access to additional practice facilities, indoor practice facilities, training camps. So those are outside of our own practice and games, things that players can take advantage of, which is phenomenal. We have so many things going on throughout the community. We have our Schaumburg Boomers Night coming up for Huntley Little League on June 15th that you can get your tickets for. We have Community Home Run Derby coming up in September. We have the Player Home Run Derby that T-Mobile is putting on in May, and just many tournaments throughout the year. We actually have one that is a true Little League World Series regional tournament coming up around the July 4th weekend that's going to be at Tomaso Park. So feel free to come down because you will see top Little League talent playing in that tournament that will potentially have the opportunity to advance to the Little League World Series in Williamsport.
And would you agree that one of the simplest, most beneficial ways to show your support for Huntley Little League is to simply come out and watch a game?
I would agree with that. And if I can give a personal reference real quick, one of my favorite movies of all time is A League of Their Own. And when you are looking at that league when it's first starting up and they're trying to get people in the stands and nobody's showing up, just that feeling when the stadium is at capacity and the cheers from the crowd are roaring at a level where you can't even hear yourself, that gives me goosebumps every time. So when we can get Little League to that level where we just, you know, are at a point where we can't even find spots in the lawn for people to sit, that will be an amazing day. Get out there and support your kids. They love it. They feed on that feedback so much, and it just makes them feel all warm inside.
If you can describe baseball as it's being done in Huntley Little League in one word, what would it be and why?
When it comes down to a game like baseball, It's all about teamwork. And I look back on my own life in terms of things that I was doing growing up, and baseball was the one piece of it all that really taught me the teamwork. And as they get older, as they move into their teenage years, they're doing group projects, you know, they move into the working world and they're going to have to work with all different sorts of individuals. That teamwork that they're learning here in Huntley Little League and how to be part of the group and have the group mission, that is going to be instrumental to them as they move through life. You know, one of the business consultants that I follow, he always said, doesn't matter what the product is, doesn't matter what the finances are, when you can get your entire staff rowing in the same boat and going in the same direction, that's your recipe for success. And that's what we're doing here in the league, is we're making sure that they understand that we have one mission in this league, and that's to develop players. And so long as we do that, we're doing our job.
Dan, thanks for your time. Thanks for all that you're doing to design, build, and evolve not only the Little League program, but build and support our kids to help them now and later in life.
Appreciate you having me, Eric. Thank you very much. We are Huntley.
If you want to learn more about Huntley Little League, want to volunteer, or even provide financial support through your local business, just go to HuntleyLittleLeague.com. That's HuntleyLittleLeague.com. I'm Eric Thomas. Thanks so much for listening today to this episode of Beyond the Bases on 101.5 FM Huntley Community Radio and HuntleyRadio.com.
Thanks for listening to Beyond the Bases on 101.5 FM Huntley Community Radio. If you would like to support, volunteer, or learn more about what you just heard, go to HuntleyLittleLeague.com. That's HuntleyLittleLeague.com. Or check them out on Facebook. Just search Huntley Little League. We hope to see you out at the old ball field soon. Thank you.